Ah, Lebanon, that small country wedged between the sea and mountains, where the wildest dreams sometimes seem to come to life. The latest whim? The imminent arrival of Coldplay, no less, for a concert that already promises to be legendary, at least in the collective imagination. For those who have been living under a rock for the past 20 years, here's a little reminder. Coldplay is the world-renowned British band, led by Chris Martin, that churns out soaring hits and sold-out concerts. In short, they're big, really big. So, naturally, when the Instagram account New in Beirut announced that the Lebanese Ministry of Tourism was working hard to bring the rock stars to the land of the cedars, social media exploded. Live Love Beirut and Beiruting relayed the info, and fans went into a frenzy, already imagining Martin and his crew on stage, with the twinkling lights of Beirut as a backdrop. But alas, like a mirage in the desert, this rumor quickly evaporated. After verification, not a hint of an official announcement, not even a small clue suggesting the Brits' arrival in the land of the cedars. The tour dates? No mention of Lebanon. The band's management? Silent as a carp. In short, everything suggests that this story is more of a fantasy than reality. But how could such a rumor spread so quickly? Could it be the result of the typical Lebanese delusions of grandeur? Because, let's be honest, it takes audacity, or recklessness, to imagine Coldplay setting foot on Lebanese soil during such turbulent times. Let's not forget that the land of the cedars is currently shaken by an armed conflict with its Israeli neighbor. A situation that has pushed most local festivals to cancel their summer programming. So, Coldplay in Lebanon? As much as we love to dream, we sometimes need to keep our feet on the ground. Because while Lebanon has many assets, geopolitical stability is currently not one of them. And it's hard to imagine Chris Martin and his sidekicks landing in the middle of a conflict zone, guitars in hand and smiles on their faces. Although, they have accustomed us to rather peace and love tunes. In the meantime, the Lebanese will have to content themselves with humming Viva La Vida in their showers, secretly hoping that one day, their wildest dreams will come true. And who knows, maybe instead of Coldplay, they'll be treated to a private concert by Haifa Webb? It won't be quite the same, but at least they can say that in their country, artists are not faint-hearted. In any case, one thing is certain, in Lebanon, hope definitely keeps people alive. And maybe that's their greatest strength, after all.